This is KERA News. In North Texas, a typical Christmas day is dry and mild. But as National Weather Service records show, sometimes the biggest surprise on December 25th could be the weather. KERA's Molly Evans joins Eric Austin for a history lesson on holiday weather, white Christmases, tornadoes, and more.
Hey, Molly, thanks for being here.
Of course.
So let's start out with a typical forecast. What are the usual Christmas conditions in North Texas?
It's a pretty nice day, actually. The average high reaches the mid-50s, and there's little to no precipitation. Last year, though, was 80 degrees.
Yikes!
It was the hottest Christmas day on record.
Yeah, I remember that. Is this Miami or is this North Texas, folks? That was pretty abnormal, right?
Yeah, well, back in 2015, Christmas Day was unusually warm as well. It reached 73 degrees, but the even more extreme weather came the next day. On December 26, 2015, it reached a high of 82 degrees, and then a dozen tornadoes tore through Rowlett, Garland, and Sunnyvale.
So we've had some really warm Christmases, but what's the coldest it's been on Christmas in North Texas?
That was in 1983. The high reached just 18 degrees, and the low dropped all the way to 6.
Hold up, 6 degrees? What? Is that a typo, Molly? Did you mean to say 60?
No, it's the coldest Christmas on record, and Texas wasn't alone. This historically was a cold Christmas for much of the country.
Okay, so it can get cold here, but what about snow? My kids are always asking whether we're going to see snowflakes on Christmas, and usually they are let down. How common is a white Christmas here in North Texas?
Well, first off, a white Christmas means at least 1 inch of snow is on the ground on Christmas Day, but it doesn't have to be snowing on December 25th for that to happen.
Okay, thanks for the technicality.
But based on historic records from the Weather Service, there's only a 10% chance that a white Christmas will happen in North Texas any given year.
Oh, man.
I know, but we've had our share in the past. The most recent was in 2012. That time, parts of Denton and Collin County saw the heaviest amount of snow, between 4 and 6 inches, and that's actually a lot for our part of the state.
So I know you've been going through the records of the National Weather Service. When's an example of when we saw a lot of snow?
That was back in 1929. Texas experienced one of the heaviest snow events in our state's history. Some areas saw 1 to 2 feet of snow, but Dallas-Fort Worth only saw a trace.
We sure get excited about just a trace of snow, don't we?
Yeah, of course. In 1975, less than 1/2 inch of snow fell, but it was the first almost white Christmas in nearly 50 years, according to the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. So it was pretty exciting.
Just as long as we don't get that nasty ice, Molly, I am good with a little snow. So what's the earliest white Christmas on record?
That was all the way back in 1841.
Wow.
Yeah, the Weather Service says on that Christmas day, 3 soldiers from a nearby fort were near what is now White Rock Lake tracking a bear in 6 inches of snow.
Hold up, a bear?
Yeah, a bear.
Wow, that's pretty wild. That's not fake weather news.
No, it's real.
All right, KERA's Molly Evans, thanks so much for the weather report and the history lesson.
Yeah, thanks for having me.